Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Well, let me ask you a question then. It's not just any habit, right?
No.
You can't just go take this habit and this habit and I'm going to make that excellent. Mm-hmm. So if we want excellence, work backwards from that. How would leaders think about what habits they need to put into place consistently to get to that excellence? What would be some of the considerations for the healthy habits, the consistent habits?
I think I've learned the hard way, working hard, burning the candle at both ends. I have to take care of myself. Mm. It's not selfish. I mean, that's how you started, you know, if you're not investing in yourself in order to be consistent and be an influencer for others so they can be all God created them to be, I got to take care of myself.
Yep.
And I can't burn the candle at both ends. I can't not work out, not eat healthy, can't get on the phone and look at negative stuff. I need to build myself up on, you know, a good devotion or a time with you at Bagels where we kind of sharpen each other's iron. I have to take care of myself. Otherwise, I will not be consistent.
Yep.
That's probably my first baseline, Craig. I don't know if you agree with that.
So mine's very similar. In the Gospel of Luke, so we know that Luke was a physician. And so he records something about the growth of Jesus that none of the other gospel writers record, which you would kind of expect from a doctor. It's Luke chapter 2, verse 52. He says, Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and in favor with men. With
mankind.
So I see in that the whole, he grew in stature. There's this physical health. He grew in wisdom. It's his mental health. He grew in favor with God's spiritual health, and he grew in his favor with people around him. There's his emotional
relational
or social.
Health,
And so for me, what I want to do is I consciously, specifically, deliberately pick things I need to work on in all four of those areas. And that's a part of that morning routine. I want to make sure that physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, I am working on something in those four areas every morning that are going to strengthen me, the self-care that you talked about, so that I'm ready to be consistent when I step into a world that could be very topsy-turvy and inconsistent as far as some of the challenges that get thrown at us.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to CraigTOwens.com.